Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a wonderful day it has been. Praise God. It's been such a beautiful day, and I pray that you have had a wonderful day today yourself. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite radio program coming to your live on Blog Talk. Call a friend and tell them to, call in and let's just praise the Lord together. I pray that I can bring this message to you tonight. Praise God. I've been had a sinus attack since last Thursday, but praise the Lord, I am determined to go on in Jesus' name. Praise God. Also, I want everyone that's on and listen to this program, whether it's tonight or any day of this week, to keep my friend Tammy's sister in prayer. I just got a call stating that she was in the hospital and she's having some medical problems. Praise God. So we want to keep Marie in our prayers and ask that the doctor's hand be guided. Praise God that the Spirit of God is upon her, healing her body in every part. Praise God. God is our ultimate healer. He knows what Marie needs right now. And we do lift her up to you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one? Son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through. Like I said, it may be a sickness. You may be going through something with a child. or something in your body or someone that you know, praise God, hallelujah. But whatever it is, God knows, praise God. God's favorites here are reaching out to help heal your hurts, praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, praise God. Jesus, oh, praise God, I just love him today, God. Oh, it's been all about Jesus. Jesus is here, yes, he is, to give us rest. I don't care what you're going through, healing, hurts, prison walls, whatever it is, Jesus is here to heal our every hurt, our every shortcoming, our every pain. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we do come to you, Lord God, today, God, thanking you for this wonderful day, God, that we celebrate you, God, which we celebrate you every day, God. Oh, God, but we just thank you, Lord God, for what you have done, God, today, God. God, you have allowed somebody to call upon your name and be saved on this day, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for healing virtue, God. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Nobody else could have done it but you, God. No one can heal us. No one can set us free. No one can deliver. God, no one, no one but you, God. And, Lord, I just praise you today, God, for who you are, God, in the hearts and lives of your people, God. God, we are your people. God, we are the one that's been set aside, set apart for your glory, God. God, we do praise you. Yes, Lord, and we do thank you. You told us to come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, God. And yes, God, we do come with our hearts, oh God. Oh God, yes, God, we are just like little chicks in a nest, God. We are always hungry, God, for whatever you want to do, God. And Lord God, whenever you do it, God, we know it's well, God. It's well with our soul, yes, God. And Lord, we just want to thank you for it, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh God, touch that mother's son, oh God, that's behind prison walls, oh God. Lord, draw him close to you, oh God. Touch that daughter, God, wherever she may be, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, and draw her close to you, oh God. Oh, God, they may be out there on drugs, oh God, but you are the deliverer, oh God. God, you can deliver them and set them free, oh God. Yes, God, somebody might be suffering from some hurts that they have encountered from a friend, the best friend, or from a family member, God. Lord, I know, God, that you're the healer, God. You can wipe away every tear, God, that falls from the eyes, God. Oh, God, you are loving and kind, God. You bring healing to our soul, our inner man, our innermost being, God. You builds us up in our most holy faith, God. You causes us to go forth in your name, God, and proclaim the goodness of the Lord. For the Lord is good, and his mercy, yes, his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord God. If anyone is on tonight and they need a prayer request, please press 1. Praise God if you have a prayer request. If not, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just so thankful that you are with us today, because this is a great day. This is a great day in the Lord. Praise God. And we just want to praise him. Oh, I can't get enough praising him, because I praise him all day long, because he said he created me. He created me. You know, once I found that out long time ago, that God created me to praise him, I just can't stop all during the day, all during the night. I wake up in the night and I'm praising him, because I know his love for me is so great. Praise God. Look how he created me. Look what the Lord has done for me. Look how much he loved me to give his life. Look at God, how much he loved us to let his son down a cross for us. Praise God. And we give our love and our adoration back to him and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Praise God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy are you. Oh, praise. Isn't that beautiful? Praise God. Thou art worthy, O God, to receive glory and honor and praise, O God. Yes, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to bring my co-host, Minister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Minister Peggy.
We can only rejoice because this is Easter, a day that is set aside just to give God the praise and the glory for giving us his resurrection power and that. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Our home number is 504-347-5797. To listen to our program, the area code is 714-409-0578. Tell a friend about it. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. And if you need to give a praise report or ask for a prayer request, press 1. And it will let us know that you would like to speak and let us know what's going on in your life. Also, on Friday nights at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number on Fridays at 8 p.m. Again, that number is 1-714-409-0578. You will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's words on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8. Isn't it wonderful that we can express to God our thanks to him for giving us a resurrection day? Also, our prayer request tonight is for people with heart disease. Yes, we have several of our friends and many that's in the hospital that's having heart problems. And the diseases are something that God can heal. For cancer, for diabetes, for our eyes, for the surgery on our eyes, and also for prayer for our family members, children without parents, children with parents, missionaries. Yes, our missionaries that's out there in the world giving the word to others that do not know them, that do not know Jesus as his Christ and personal Savior. Isn't it wonderful that we can come before him? An empty person. When an evil spirit comes out of a person, it travels through dry places, looking for a place to rest. But when it finds no place to stay, it says, "I will go back to the house I left." And when it comes back, it finds the house that swept clean and neat. But the evil spirit goes out and brings seven other spirits, more evil than it is. And they go in and live there. So the person has more trouble than before. Let's pray for those people. An empty person is someone that does not know God and that wants to do bad. Many times we think of that. The people want a miracle. They want to see that person forgiven. They want to see that person saved. They want to see that person go on and on with God. As the crowd grew larger, Jesus says, the people who live today are evil. They want to see a miracle for a sign, and no sign will be given them except the sign of Jonah. As Jonah was a sign for those people who live in Nineveh, the Son of Man will be a sign for the people of this sign. On the judgment day, the Queen of the South will stand up with the people who lives in now. She will show they are guilty because she came from far away to listen to Solomon's wise teaching. And I tell you that someone greater than Solomon is here. On the judgment day, the people of Nineveh will stand up with the people who live now, and they will show you that you are guilty. When Jonah preached to them, they were sorry and changed their lives. But I tell you that someone greater than Jonah is here. Be a light for the world. No one lights a lamp and puts it in the secret place or under a bowl, but on a lampstand so people who come in can see. Your eye is the light for the body. When your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. And when your eyes are evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. So be careful not to let your life in you become darkness. If your whole body is full of light and none of it is dark, then you will shine bright as when a lamp shines on you. Think about it. Be a light in this world. Let others know that Jesus is here. Jesus can save. Jesus can do what no other person can do. And to keep on being saved, to keep on living for Christ, we must ask, and it will be given unto us, because Christ said it in Luke 11 and 9. May I ask you a question? Did you ask for direction? May I ask you a favor? Asking involves saying something you cannot say with your mouth closed. While there are different forms of prayer, all prayer involves asking or petitioning God. At times, a person will pray a simple prayer. A simple prayer is something, but you ask that, and you ask with confidence. The spiritual principle throughout the Bible that God does nothing to meet a need for a believer on earth until he is first asked. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. First law of prayer is this. Praying means to ask. You must ask in faith. The fruit of the Spirit, all nine, should grow and develop in your life of every believer as he or she matures in his or her walk with Christ. Don't forget to ask for God's love, God's forgiveness, God's mercy. For each one of you tonight that is listening, just think about the miracles that God has done in your life. The miracle of driving. Somebody can slam you right on and could kill you. That's an instant death. It's a miracle when we survive an accident. It's a miracle when we walk into our house, find that somebody has robbed us, but our lives are saved. So much miracles are happening today that we don't even realize it. Realize that every day is a miracle from God for each one of us. If we just think about the people in the hospitals, the people that are there suffering, all they have to do is ask. Ask by praying and being diligent in God's words. Just remember, always ask God for protection. Protection around you and your family, your neighborhood. Just ask, and ye shall receive the blessings of the Lord. We love you tonight. Thank you for listening to God's Favorite Ministry. And remember, you can reach us at Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. And you can listen to the voice of our pastor, evangelist, Vivian George, on Sunday nights at 7, and the host of Victorious Living on Friday nights at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams. That number again is area code 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word. Have a wonderful week in God, and remember to ask Him, and He will answer you. God bless you. Pastor, evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you. Thank you so much, my darling. Thank you so much. Praise God. Our title tonight, since this is Resurrection Day, I'm going to title this In the Footsteps of Jesus. in the footsteps of Jesus. I know we've been celebrating him all day long, and the air is full of excitement. So we're just going to walk through the word today. This usually is our praise Sunday. Praise God. But tonight we're going to, since this is Resurrection Day, we're just going to look at Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna give you scripture as I go along tonight. Praise God. Luke 1:26. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. And Nazareth is Christianity's most holy town. My husband and I, we got off in and the group got off in Nazareth. That is the most holy town, praise God. And he, the angel, came near to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Luke 1:28. I say tonight to you, the Lord is with you. The Lord, I speak it into your life tonight, into your spirit, man, tonight. The Lord is with you. Why is he with you? Because he said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. God is so good. He is so loving, and he is so kind. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in Luke 1:39-40, it said, "In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judah and greeted Elizabeth." Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then over in Luke 46:47, and Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. All right. Does your spirit rejoice in the Lord your Savior? Praise God. You ought to be so excited today. You ought to be rejoicing in God your Savior. Elizabeth exclaimed, "And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Sometimes we want to ask questions. That's in Luke 1:42-43. Sometimes we want to ask God, why does God love me so much? But he has. He has loved us, yes, as I said earlier, with an everlasting love. Luke 1:6 said, "But his mother said, he shall be called John." So they call Elizabeth's son John. And we know all this, but all this was leading up to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Luke 2:4-5, Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be enthroned with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. That Mary had conceived the baby Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Joseph went up to be with his wife. Praise God. You know, we ought to be always willing and ready to go up and be with the Lord. We just want to get in his presence. We want him to speak to us, to lead us, to guide us. Praise God. And Matthew 2:6 said, "O Bethlehem, from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel." Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have a governor who's going to govern Israel, and he did, and we know about Jesus. And in Luke 2:7, it says she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn. As I say, we walk in the footsteps of Jesus as we celebrate this holy Sunday. Praise God. I don't know about you today, but it's been a different Sunday than ever before. This holy Sunday, I don't know why, but this has been a special, special day to me. Praise God. Praise God. Luke 2 and 8. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Praise God. And then in Luke 11 and 27, a woman in the crowd said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that you sucked." Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to be so excited about this Jesus that came, praise God, hallelujah, came to deliver us from our, to save us from our sins. Matthew 2:14-15, and he, Joseph, rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just walking through slowly, showing you as Jesus came about. Praise God. These two, Elizabeth, she wanted a child. She was barren. She prayed for a child. She received John. And Mary, she received Jesus by the Spirit. Praise God. Luke 2:39-40. They returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong and filled with wisdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just think about as we saw this baby, born in a manger, now he's growing up. Luke 2:42, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to custom. Praise God. And Mark 1:9, in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Praise God. I also visited the Jordan every time that I went to Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a great experience. Praise God. Praise God. And I was looking on the news the other day when many of the pilgrims were over there for this Resurrection Sunday. Praise God. And they were being dipped in the Jordan River. Praise God. What a blessing. What a blessing. But you can dip right here in the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is go to him and say, "Lord, just wash me, cleanse me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. God, oh God, just wash me, wash me." God, just step in, and he'll do miraculous in our lives. Matthew 4:2, and he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and after he was hungry. Matthew 4:1, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now look, we also, the devil also wants to tempt us every day with something. If it's no, you say, "I'm not tempted of the devil." Yes, we are. If it's no more than overeating, gossip, backbiting, whatever it may be, there is so much I can go through. But we have to check ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where I'm not guilty of one, I'm guilty of another one. I'm guilty. Can you say you're guilty tonight? That's why Jesus came, because we are guilty. Praise God. That's why he died for us. We couldn't save ourselves, but he has done it for us. Praise God. Luke 4:29, and they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down headlong. Now, you know the enemy is horrible. The Bible says that he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, he wanted to throw Jesus down headlong. If he done it to Jesus, you know he wants to do it to us. Praise God. And Matthew 4:23 said, and he, Jesus, went out about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Praise God. He went about, and that's what God wants us to do. Since he left, he told us to go. He told us to go and preach this good news, the gospel of the kingdom. Now he has left it to us until he comes back. One day he said he's coming back, and oh my God, you know what I can't fathom? He said he got mansions prepared. Don't you know one day I'm going to live in one of those mansions? You are going to live in one of those mansions. Praise God. Just think about the mansions that you're going to live in. Why? Because he done died for you. Praise God. Luke 12 and 27, he said, consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. So God don't even want us to worry down here. He don't. You know, we worry about too much. We worry about the least little things that we shouldn't worry about. And when we worry, we allow Satan to come in and start having his havoc. And then we got to fight him out of the way, and we got to beat him down, and we got to pull down, and we got to tear down. We have to be at so much work because we are allowing Satan to come in, and he will come in. Praise God. John 2, 1 and 2. On the third day, there was a marriage at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the marriage with his disciples. Jesus performed the marriage at Cana. Jesus does not give a writing of divorce. He wants us to know how to love like he did and love forever. Praise God. John 2 and 7, Jesus said to them, fill the jars with water. Sometimes God wants us to do something and we don't hear him. And when he tells us to do something, he might not tell you to fill a jar with water, but he might tell you to go a certain way or do a certain thing. And we are not listening to God's voice. He wants us to hear him when he speaks. And when he told them to fill the jars with water, it was for a purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm skipping over a lot tonight because we only have a short period of time. Praise God. But I want to let you know, if we learn how to obey God when he tells us to do something, oh, we'll be so blessed. Oh, the blessing will be overflowing even the more. Matthew 4 and 18. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting nets into the sea. Again, where he told them to do something. Praise God. Hallelujah. He saw them casting their nets up on the sea. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 5, 1 and 3, he went up on the mountain and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, God said in his word, excuse me, he said in his word, praise God, the poor that we will have with us always. And then he told us, praise God, to visit the poor, how to provide for the poor. You know, God puts finances in our hands, praise God, to help others. He didn't give us finances to be selfish and to be, oh, this is for me. But when you give out, praise God, more will come in, praise God. That's the kind of God we serve, praise God. God is such a loving God, and he wants us to be like him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus wants us to be like him, praise God. Hallelujah. Mark 1 and 21, and they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. He began to teach. See, God teaches, and he done left his word here now to teach us. Oh, the teacher is here. His word is here to teach us now what we are to do, how we are to do it, when we are to do it. Are we listening? Are we listening? Praise God. Praise God. Matthew 14 and 19, then he, Jesus, taking the five loaves of bread and two fishes and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowd. Again, Jesus showing what he done. He took two fishes and five loaves of bread and fed the multitude. And if we believe God, yes, I do believe. If we believe God for the miraculous, oh God, yes, he will supply our every need. I was telling a lady that last night, praise God, I was ministering on the phone to a young lady last night, and she said she was angry with God. And I said, honey, don't be angry with God. You will never receive. She said, well, I had asked God for this job, and because she was a nurse and she got laid off. And she said, I don't understand why I lost my job. I had asked God. I said, but did you hear what you said? I said, it's all about you. But it is about what God, what you want. You need to put God first. And see, many times, that's where we make our mistakes. Praise God. We want to say, I, me. I want to cry me all the time. I just want things to be done my way and not God's way. But it's got to be God's way. It's got to be God's way, or do it won't be no other way. Praise God. Matthew 12 and 1, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck ears of grain to eat. However, Jesus wants to feed us. God will open up doors and feed us with his spirit. He's going to feed us spiritually and physically. Praise God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, God feeds us in whatever way that we stand in need of. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 16 and 13, when Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do men say that the Son of Man is? Who do you say he is to you today on this resurrection day? Praise God. Who do you say that he is? He is my Savior. He's the one that died for me. He is Lord, my Lord. He's my King. He's Jesus. He's God's only Son. Praise God. He's the one that I have accepted in my heart to live for him, praise God, and to serve him with all my heart, mind, and soul. He's the one that delivers me out of all my affliction, out of my nasty mess when I get in it, because I truly can make some bad messes. Yes, you know we can. We can get ourselves hemmed up in some things and wondering how we're going to get out of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 11 and 21, woe to you, Chorazin, woe unto you, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have represented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is telling us, things could have been done a long time, but God is a right now God. God can do things right now for you. Right now he can do it. Praise God. Praise God. Matthew 17 and 1. Praise God. Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up into the mountain apart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Matthew 17 and 2, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. Jesus is not here now. He is not here now, but he has left his spirit in us. He is seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for our mess. Oh, my God. He's pleading to the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, they have taken this day and used it for another day instead of worshiping me. They have gone out and partied. They did it in the Old Testament. We are no different than the day. They went out and they made other gods and they worshiped other gods and they made them golden calves and, oh, they done all kind of, they partied. Look at Job's family when God allowed Satan to attack them. They was out having a party. Yes, it is the same today. You never know. He said, you never know when I'm going to come back. Jesus is coming back. Praise God. And he's coming back for his children. Praise God. John 4 and 6, Jacob's well was there. And so Jesus, wearied as he was with his journey, sat down beside the well. Praise God. This is just walking with Jesus as this led on up to the crucifixion. Praise God. And he drew near to Jericho. A blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. Truly we have it today. And he cried, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Luke 18:35-38. There was a blind man begging. Don't we have the blind with us today? As I said, we'll have the poor with us always. That's the word of God. Praise God. No different. No different. And people want to think that it's different. Maybe the way of living have changed, but God's word will never change. Praise God. John 5:2, there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, in Hebrew called Bethesda, which had five porches. Now, at Bethesda, as I remember this, this man had been sitting by this pool, and he had been waiting to get into this pool. Come on, somebody, listen to me very carefully now. This man had been waiting at the pool of Bethesda, waiting to get in to be healed. No one would help him. But when Jesus stepped in and helped the Spirit, I'm telling you, when the Spirit of the Lord come in, things are moving your life. Praise God. When nothing is going to happen in your life until you get Jesus in the midst of it. Praise God. But when Jesus stepped in, the man was totally healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. Praise God. John 9:7, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went and washed and came back seeing. He told the man to go wash in the pool of Siloam. The man came back seeing. I'm just talking about some of the things that Jesus does while he braves the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 11:1. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. We know that story. Lazarus was dead and he had been stinking in the grave. But when Jesus came, they didn't believe that Jesus was going to raise him from the dead. When Jesus came in there, he raised Lazarus from the dead. And that's in John 11:43. He said, when Jesus had said this, he cried out with a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come forth, come out. And Lazarus come out of the tomb. You know, if that had been me, I'd have been running. That shows you how fearful we are when God tells us, do not fear. We got to know when the power of God is moving. We are so weak in the spirit. God wants us to be so built up in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants us to know his ways when he speaks. Praise God. John 11:25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection. Jesus, I say to you today, Jesus is the resurrection today. Jesus is the life today. Oh, and no one can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. You may try to go through Buddha. You may try to go through wealth. You may try to go through many other ways, but you cannot get to God unless you go through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Matthew 21:19 says, and seeing a fig tree, Jesus found nothing on it but leaves only. And he said to it, may no fruit ever come from you again. That fig tree was cursed. There are some things that are cursed and should never be resurrected in your life. You need to curse some things. Things that are not good for you, you need to curse those things. And command them out of your life and say never to come back. I curse things every day. I'm believing God that my son is going to be delivered totally from alcohol and preach the gospel. I want God to deliver him so that he may be used for his purpose. God has a purpose for our children. God has a plan and a purpose for everybody Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke 11 and 2. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Always honor God. Always honor him. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 15 and 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. We are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. If we are in him and he's in us, we should be bearing much fruit. Helping one another. Reaching out to one another. Thinking more highly of your others than you do your own self. That's what God told us to do. We should not think about ourselves. God told us if we reach out to others, he will supply the things that we need by the time while we're reaching out to others. That's the way God operates. But no, we get so caught up in our own selves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then we don't receive the benefits that God wants to give us. Praise God. Luke 19 and 30. He said, go to the village opposite, where on entering you will find a colt tied. Untie him and bring him here. Another command that God told them to go do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke 19 and 41, and when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it. God weeps over our city. Yes, he does. He weeps over. He see all the destruction, all the hardships. And God is, oh, yes, it breaks his heart when he see all the destruction and all the murders. And he knew all of this would happen because it is written. Praise God. All of these things must come to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 21 and 9 said, and the crowds that went before him and that followed him shouted, Hosanna, the son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna. Praise God. I know many people, they collect the palm branches to, and they keep their palm branches representing how they wave the palm branches singing Hosanna. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the highest. Praising God. Praising. God said we ought to be praising him at all times. Praise God. Luke 22 and 11. The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I am to eat the Passover with my disciples? Praise God. Do you need a special place? No. You can have it anywhere you like. Praise God. Just ask God to be there with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke 22 and 12, and he will show you a large upper room furnished there. Make ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in this room, the last supper was taken. Praise God. According to old belief. Praise God. That is where it was taken, in the upper room. Praise God. Mark 14 and 53, and they led Jesus to the high priest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Led him to the high priest. Oh, my God. How do you think? Well, this is my message for Mother's Day, but how do you think that Mary felt? Praise God. Well, we'll get back to that later. But just think about, as we go into this, how Mary felt seeing her son being offered up. Praise God. Then Jesus went with them to the place called Gethsemane. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, they took him from place to place to place. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it was all for our good. It was all for our good. Matthew 26 and 36. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I go yonder and pray. Praise God. He told them to sit there while he go pray. And he told them, they fell asleep. They got tired. You know, we get tired. We get tired. Yes, yes. But Jesus don't want us to get tired. He want us to be on it. You know, because the enemy is waiting. Yes, the enemy is waiting to see where he can get a footstep in. Praise God. Matthew 27:2, and they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pilate, the governor. Oh, my God. And I know that you have looked at many of the films that have been shown, praise God, how they led him, oh, my gracious. And you say, wonder how did he stand it? But God was there all the time. God is there with us all the time. God is with us all the time, no matter what we go through, praise God. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe. That's John 19:2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Look what they done, my Lord. Praise God. Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. John 19:16. Praise God. Hallelujah. God knew. God had a purpose, and that purpose was you. That purpose was us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pilate brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at the place called the pavement. John 19:13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an awesome God. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God. Oh, that's making intercession for us. I can't help. I think about it every day. Jesus, you are making intercession for me. And they took Jesus and went out, bearing his own cross, John 19:17. You couldn't have done it. You couldn't have bore that cross. You couldn't have went through what Jesus went through. That's why he had to do it for us. Praise God. You couldn't have done it. We are too weak. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. John 19:41, there was in the garden a new tomb where no one has ever been laid. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when they came to the place, which is called the skull, which is Calvary, there they crucified him. Praise God. There they crucified him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 27:60, and laid it, the body, in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. Matthew 28:5-6, and the angel said to the women, he is not here. He has risen. As he said, he told them that he would rise again. He told them, but they didn't understand what Jesus was trying to tell them. The tomb was empty. Praise God. The tomb. He is a risen Lord today. He's no longer in the tomb. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I just thank him for what he has done for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke 24:13. Two of them were going to a village named Emmaus. Praise God. And why was they going there? Praise God. And Jesus said unto Simon Peter, feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep. John 21:15-17. This is what Jesus is telling us to do today. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of his ministers, all of those that have been called out and set aside and set apart for his glory. Praise God. Jesus is saying, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. This Jesus that we celebrate today, praise God, and every day, praise God, is the one that heals all our diseases.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes.
That has loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. The one that healed the woman with the issue of blood. Praise God. She had been sick for 12 long years. Praise God. The woman that Jesus met at the well, he told her everything that she had ever done. He told her to go and sin no more.
Jesus, that we celebrate today, praise God, heals the blinded eyes. Praise God. This Jesus that we celebrate today washed away our sins, never to remember them ever again. This Jesus that we celebrate today heals us when we are broken. All he wants us to do is ask. Come to him, this Jesus that we celebrate today. He went about doing good, and he wants us to do it as well. Where did we get the name God's Favorite Ministry? I just read it to you earlier. Jesus said that you are highly favored, just like he told Mary. And he loves you just the same. I want to say to you tonight that you are highly favored of the Lord. God loves you so much. You are highly favored. When God spoke that into my life, I was a different person. I felt different. I am highly favored of the Lord. I don't care what anybody say or what they do and tell me. I know, I have a knowing down deep down within me that I am highly favored, a one that has loved me with an everlasting love, and you are too. Don't let anything take the love of Jesus from your heart. I want you to turn on him, as I said earlier, to be angry at God. Because the enemy would love for us to be angry about something, about anything and everything. Jesus taught us to forgive. Forgiveness goes at no end. Jesus teaches us everything that we need to know that pertaineth to this life in godliness. How to love. Love in spite of. Love has no ending. To love our neighbor as ourselves. Many times I'm asked, why do you go out doing things for people? Because I am commanded to. Jesus taught me how to love, how to give. When I give, more will come in. As I reach my hand out to you tonight in love, in the word, I'm giving out to you. I'm pouring out to you the love of Jesus tonight as we walked in his footsteps tonight. Letting you know that there is one that has loved you with an everlasting love, and he'll never give up on you. Jesus, you are so beautiful. I thank God for you tonight. We all have to search our hearts every day and say, Lord, remove anything from me, Lord, that is not like you. Make me more and more and more like you. I want to be more, Lord. I have not arrived. He seen me perfect. You perfect, praise God, and he wants you to be more and more like him. Another thing God taught me, the highest blessing, he gave it to his disciple in Numbers 6:24. He told me not to never, when we have meetings or when I'm on this radio, never let the people go without blessing. He said, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance toward you. And may you have peace. I pray God's blessings upon you tonight and throughout this week and this year.
I pray, God, may you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. I place, he said, when I place blessings upon you, God said he will bless you. And I'm going to believe God for blessings in your life tonight. Blessings. Bless you, bless you, bless you in your finances. Bless you. I pray that you will get a check from your job bigger than you ever got one. And you don't. God can do anything but fail. Thank you for listening tonight. Be back next Sunday night at the same time at 7 p.m. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.